As a human, I live in a body made of flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me, I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on. But I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get nowhere when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve.
Shanti. Disturbed and dissatisfied, one man approached the health department and said to the officers, "You need to do something. We are three brothers and we live in one room. My one brother has got 12 monkeys. Another brother has got 12 dogs. And it is such a suffocating atmosphere. It is stinking. A small room with 12 monkeys and 12 dogs and 3 people living. It is absolutely frustrating. You need to do something." The health officer asked, "Do you have window?" He said, "Yes." "Does it remain closed?" He said, "Yes." "So why don't you open it?" And the man said, "And allow my 12 pigeons to run away." This is mental slavery. We have not come here to become good persons. We have come here to become masters. We have come here to become emperors. We have come here to reclaim the empire. Every individual is in some or other way a slave slave to his passions, slave to hunger, slave to sex. There is one slave and there are 1,000 masters. And the slavery is going on. The only option for the slave is just to select the brand of poison he needs to drink. But poison is poison. He remains in the state of eternal dominion. Somebody is controlling him. And this slavery is going on and on. Today is the day 2 of this new series, The Pure Life. And the first is the sovereignty of the self. Unless and until we become the masters, there is no joy. A life of slavery is the life of sorrow. And the greatest slavery is the slavery to impulses and urges. These impulses this biology we are subservient to these impulses. We feel they are real. We feel they are the only true things. They are the truths of life. But they are highly deceptive. They come. They push us. We fall down. And then we keep on thinking why this happened. This is just the play of impulses. Lust is nothing but the orchestra of impulses. When you watch them as detached observer, they lose their grip. These impulses are unreal. They come and they disappear. They come, they push you, and then they disappear. They come and they destroy the pure sanctuary of inner conscience. They contaminate, pollute the divine fragrance. They are like tramp. There's a fight between husband and wife, and wife says, I never came after you. I never told you to come and marry me. You came. I never was running after you. You were running after me. The husband said, right. Mouse trap never comes to the mouse. It is the mouse who goes to the mouse trap. Go to them. They appear so beautiful. And at last, they deceive. So what to do with these impulses? What to do with these urges? The entire game of lust is based upon these puppets of impulses. A sudden impulse, a sudden sensation, a sudden urge, a sudden desire, a sudden madness arises, envelops the entire being. And there is a fall. And after that, we keep on analyzing. And nothing comes. What is the solution? What is the treatment? The treatment is not to indulge. The treatment is not the suppression of all these sensual urges. The treatment lies not in running away. So the answer is not running away. The answer is not fight. The answer is not separation. We have tried everything and everything has failed. If we run away from the sexual impulses, they chase you. If you fight with them, they defeat you. If you suppress, they come out like a volcano. So what is the method? What is the treatment? How to manage? The management is witnessing, Sakshi. Watch them, they arise and they pass away. If you can watch them for 10 minutes, 11th minute, they lose their grip. Don't act, just watch. They come, watch. They move, watch. Sit still and watch. This is how we build the inner empire of sovereignty. Small chisels and the Titanic statue would be created. So the first principle is the sovereignty of the self. I am the master. I am the king. I am the king of my kingdom. I am the queen of my queendom. I am not a slave. We become slave. Sometimes a grumpy slave, a complaining slave, an irritated slave. But slave is slave. The life of slavery is the life of suffering. Pure life is the revolutionary life. It is to get rid of all this obsession and come back to the natural self. The entire society is the society of sex obsession. There are two things. Food and sex. And the entire religion is created around these things. And that's why everybody has taught separation of food. Eat this, eat, don't eat this, don't see that. And that's how this hunger, this lust hunger and food hunger has arisen. It's all because of this separation. We don't see a clear-cut dialogue. We don't see children giving education. They learn all of these things from their friends. And this is how the entire society is obsessed. On the surface, we talk of purity. But the psychology says every man keeps thinking about sex every 11 minutes. And every woman keeps thinking about it every 4 minutes. The background, the underground, the undercurrent is of desires. Outside, they claim to be pure, they claim to be celibate, they claim to be brahmachari. But internal current which is flowing is this. The whole society is the group of suppressed individuals suffering from deep psychological disorders. No wonder people come to medical professional with all these psychological cognitive distortions because of ill understood biology. The second is the architecture of mental decay. Fantasy is rehearsed weakness. The entire game of lust again depends upon fantasy. We glamorize the entire act, which is nothing but a garbage. A man sits and fantasizes, imagines. They take great interest in watching the videos because it appears glamorous, it appears happiness-giving, it appears sensational. But this fantasy is just the darkness. It is unreal. It is a lie. It is an out and out falsehood, masquerading as truth. Fantasy, fancy, imagination. It doesn't allow us to see the truth. They close the eyes and want to feel it deep within. If you open the eyes, the sensation is lost. So, fantasy is nothing but the dark corner. It is the darkness. And what we keep on imagining, gradually we become that. If you keep on imagining that you are extracting pleasure from something, a man imagining that he is getting pleasure from a woman imagining that she is getting pleasure from a man, this very act of imagination, this very act of fantasy leads to neural formation of new neural pathways, leads to dopamine dumping, a temporary sensational happiness, which ultimately results in remorse, penitence, sorrow, suffering, emptiness. We create a mental movie of lust, of ego and power. And the society teaches us to suppress. And that's why the society has become murderous. Why there is so much violence? We wonder. No lion kills a lion. No goat kills a goat. No dog kills another dog. But man kills a man. Is it not a strange phenomenon? From where so much violence has come? From where the corruption has come? why there are so many Mir Zafars and Jai Chands in this country. The traitors, the impostors. Why there is disloyalty. Is it not something related to lust? The lust for power, the lust for ego. The entire fabric of the society has become corrupted. That's why Baba says, I have come to make impure into pure. This is my only task. I have not come for any other reason. The society is sick. They have sick mentality. They derive sadistic pleasure in inflicting pain upon others. From where this sick mentality has come, from where these Mir Zafars and Jai Chands have been created, from where this entire world of crime is created. It is the suppression of this desire. If you can understand the biology of this desire, it will fall down on its own. It will lose its glamour. So, the architecture of mental decay is the fantasy. So, the first point is impulses, watch them. The second is fantasy. It is unreal. See the truth in its all nakedness and it will lose its glamour. And the third is dynamics of psychic energy. Attention is the nourishment. Attention is the food. If you pay attention to anything, that anything will become our life. If I pay attention to these desires, if I pay attention to these impulses, if I pay attention to every Tom, Dick and Harry, if I keep on paying attention only to my mistakes, I will become a giant of mistakes. It is where I am focusing my attention upon. Attention, wherever the attention goes, eyes, the energy flows. If I pay attention to every nonsensical things of life, automatically, I will carve my destiny according to that. So, if there are gossips, what is the food of gossips? Attention. You pay attention. That's why the gossips become stronger. Attention is the nourishment. Let us be miser in attention. If I give attention to all the negativities and all the waste things and all the sensualities, automatically they will pull me and I will be inspired to become the very embodiment of those impulses. Just ignore. I don't care. This attitude. So there are three important things. First, impulse. Don't think that they are very special. Don't think that they are only coming to you. Don't think that you have a special love for some person. Rather than love, it is just the impulse. Urge. It is just a craving. And cravings come and they go away. If I feel like to scratch, itching. If I keep on itching, there is no end. But if I stop, I watch. The sensation will go away. It is anitya. It is transitory. So the treatment for impulses is witnessing. And this is how you create the very empire of Swarajya Adhikar. That is first. The second is fantasy, imagination, kalpana. These all vasanas, these all lusts, they are surviving on imagination. We imagine, we feel it is so beautiful. If you stop giving your mind this food of fantasy, it dies. You feel you love a woman and you love a man. But if you see the very anatomy, it is just the fantasy. The mind loves to create a fantasy, a false fantasy, a false mental movie, and revive in it and survive and feel happiness in that whole world of imagination. That's why in psychiatry there are two terms, neurosis and psychosis. Neurosis means you feel depressed, you don't feel good, you go to the interview, you fail. So there is a prolonged period of depression. That is neurosis. And then there is something called psychosis. This is little serious. Schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, major depression. So this is neurosis, a psychosis. So that's why people jokingly say, neurotic is a person who built castles in the air. Neurosis is a person who built forts, castles in air. Psychotic is the one who lives in it. For him, it is real. He hears the voices. He sees some figures. He feels two people are talking, they are talking against me. And they were plotting to kill me. So neurosis is the one who builds castles in the air. Psychotic is the one who lives in that castle, in that imaginary palace, and psychiatrist takes the fee. Monthly rent. This is how the entire game of fantasy, all imagination, we feel somebody is mine, somebody is my own, and somebody is giving me pleasure. All the sexual pleasures are nothing but the figments of imagination. They are unreal, absolutely nonsensical, ephemeral. We feel they are real. A man feels the body of a woman is so beautiful, and a woman feels the love of man is so deep. But both are laboring under an illusion. There is no beauty in the body and there is no love in this world. The very concept, the very belief system, the very idea that somebody gives me love and importance is the delusion of the mind. It is a Brahm. And the third is dynamics of psychic energy, attention. If I give attention, my energy will flow there. If I see somebody, my attention is pulled. If I read some news, my attention is pulled. So where I put my attention, everything depends upon that. If you just ignore it, because we have given so much importance to it, that's why the lust has become so potent and powerful. Because we feel it is important and we feel it has to be given attention. And we feel it is coming inside, it is coming like a tsunami. How can I ignore it? It's a paper tiger. It's a Mickey Mouse. It is just a cartoon. It's an imaginary figure. I just ignore it. The treatment is ignoring. The first treatment is witnessing. For fantasy, the treatment is know that it is false. There never was ever any love. What I felt was friendship, and what I felt was love, and what I felt was a good relationship. This entire business was business. And the third, this attention, just ignore. Just turn a deaf ear. And this is how we crown ourselves with the crown of purity. This is the invisible crown. So this is the second day of this bhakti on pure life. We try to understand the new aspects of purity. We try to bring this brahmacharya revolution in life by understanding, rather by suppression, rather by fighting, or rather by running, or by running away. It's not by fighting, it's not by running away, it's not by suppression. All three methods are deceptive. So find out a new method, and the newest method is lovable understanding of the process, and the entire glamour will drop down. Om Shanti.
As a human, I live in a body made of flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me, I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chideva Dehas, Chideva Lokash, Chideva.